This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Personal Development Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Josie Thompson, who is Neuro Leadership, Resilience, and Change expert, a multi-award-winning coach and international speaker and presenter, a two-time cancer survivor, and lifestyle author and writer at josiethompson.com. Josie is a leading voice in building resilience capability for individuals, communities, and organizations to look within themselves and discover an empowered world beyond themselves. Josie, certainly a privilege and honor to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks, Eric. It's great to be here.
So describe how you got to where you are today, what reinventions occurred along the way, and how did you succeed in all those regards?
Okay, well, I guess the big one for me was when I was 24 years old, and I was working for a large multinational organization. I was a fitness instructor part-time. I was very healthy. I never drank. I never smoked. And I was diagnosed with cancer and given 6 months to live. And for me, that was a rude awakening into a shock, a new awareness of life. And it really did wake me up to, you know, is this really happening? You know, does God really exist, that these things can happen to good people? In those days, which is back in 1991, so not all that long ago, there wasn't such a lot spoken about cancer. We didn't hear a lot of people having cancer. Unlike these days, it's in Australia anyway, it's one in two women and one in three men. So for me, it was a real pivot point in my life where I really stepped out of traditional roles that I had unconsciously assumed in my life, the good daughter, the good sister, the good friend, the good everything, and feeling like I needed to please and appease others so that I could be accepted and feel like I belonged. But for me, the cancer was a permission point, an invitation to find my own truth and to align my life in alignment with my truth and my values.
So, continuing on, how has your outlook on life changed after those events?
Well, interestingly, you know, 4 years ago, I had another cancer, Eric. I had a brain tumor this time, and this time it was significant timing since the first episode, so 18 years in between, and the lesson was completely different. So the first time the cancer was around my throat area. So for that, it was all about speaking up, speaking my truth. With the headspace, as I looked into that further, it was really about literally stop overthinking, stop overanalyzing life and start feeling with your heart. So a lot of things happen in life and change is constant. And sometimes the change is forced upon us. It's not necessarily chosen. So I think in terms of outlook, I don't see things anymore as happening to me. I look at it as an invitation to step up in a new way, to grow, to strengthen, to learn. How could this be actually happening for me to make me or my life better?
At this time, what do you do to embrace life more fully?
Okay, so I meditate every day. That's the first thing I do when I wake up after I've given thanks. So as soon as my eyes open, it's thank you for a new day and for life. And the last thing I do in the evening is say thanks for the day, for the people in my world, for the love in my life. I also keep focus on what is really important to me and what I want rather than looking backwards on the past stories that no longer serve me. So I draw from the lessons from the past to grow wiser and stronger. So much more grateful these days for the things that have happened in my life that have enabled my growth and also the courage to share my wisdom with the world.
Can only imagine what those two different experiences that you shared with us how that could impact your life. Certainly appreciate your sharing that with us today. We are with neuroleadership expert and acclaimed executive coach Josie Thompson here on eHealth Radio's Personal Development Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Tell me, what do you do when things don't go as planned?
Well, this happens often, Eric. And the thing I do is I step back and I get curious and I ask myself, well, what am I being invited to learn here? You know, how must I adapt to move forward? So for me, it's always looking for another angle. My first assessment or perception of what's going on is going to be an automatic perception, which isn't the complete picture. So step back, get a much fuller and bigger perspective, ask what you're being invited to learn, and then step up to the challenge.
Lastly, if you would share a final tip or one word that has grown in significance to you, share that with the listeners, the first thing that comes to mind.
The word for me would be acceptance. I think it's often a misunderstood concept. When you truly accept something, it actually doesn't mean that you have to like what's going on. It simply means that you surrender your resistance to what's going on. And when you surrender the resistance, all of a sudden the perspective widens. And maybe you don't see things as happening to you. Maybe now you can see the perspective of things happening for you. So one of the things I often say to people is that pain in life is inevitable. It's how we grow. Suffering is optional, and growth is intentional.
That's certainly so true. Thanks so much for sharing these this words of wisdom. Where can our listeners connect with you and also find you online and to be able to connect with you there?
You can find me at josiethompson.com. That's josiethompson.com. And you can also find me on Facebook under Josie Thompson or Simple Meditation for Busy People.
Well, Josie, it certainly has been an honor and a pleasure to have met you and to have had you join us today on eHealth Radio. All the best, and certainly look forward to another opportunity to have you with us once again.
Thanks, Eric.
We've been speaking with neuroleadership expert and acclaimed executive coach Josie Thompson, who is a leading voice in building resilience capability for individuals, communities, and organizations to look within themselves and discover an empowered world beyond themselves. And once again, the website of reference and for contact is josiethompson.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Personal Development Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.